Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Mark Gordon visits Gillette to give presentation at the town hall at Gillette College. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Thursday afternoon, the Office of Transformation gave a presentation at the Gillette College Pronghorn Center on their plans to aid in diversifying Campbell County's economy and the state of the energy industry in the nation. Rusty Bell, the Director of Diversification for the Office of Economic Transformation, presented stats about the slowing trend of coal use in the United States. Bell said Wyoming currently sends to 25 states as well as around Wyoming. But data shows that is likely to decline based on states creating renewable energy policies. In addition, there are no coal plants scheduled to be built in the next several years. Governor Mark Gordon was in attendance and gave a presentation on the things he is doing to help move our state forward with our energy resources. Gordon says he wants Wyoming to be open to all forms of energy, including coal, natural gas, wind, solar, and nuclear power. For the past 2 years during the Biden administration, Gordon said he has learned they are so committed to a vision of the future that doesn't include fossil fuels, they have no interest in any data about the coal industry or any advancements in carbon capture. Gordon said the renewable standards are going to be challenging. He pointed out the Sierra Madre Wind Energy Project in Carbon County, which will be the largest wind farm in the country and the second largest in the world, as an example of the challenges the country is facing as the administration is pushing to completely move away from using fossil fuels. Gordon said it took 15 years just to get the permitting completed for the project. He said Wyoming coal is still going to be vital to fill the gap while states are moving towards renewable energy plans. Gordon said Wyoming is at a 50-year high for economic diversity. We have more economic diversification going on, more different industries across the spectrum. He says we saw surges in tourism, financial services sector, and manufacturing as well. As a part of the recent Wyoming budget that passed last week, $80 million has been reserved for Governor Gordon to spend towards matching federal energy projects such as hydrogen and carbon capture and sequestration. Hit and Run reported at Co-op on South Douglas Highway. On Thursday, a 52-year-old man reported to the Gillette Police Department an unidentified man driving a 2020 International Penske truck had hit a fuel pump at the CBH Co-op Gillette Country Store on South Douglas Highway and drove away, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Officers reviewed video footage of the incident, which occurred on Wednesday, February 15th at around 8:30 p.m. A Penske truck resembling the truck from the video was spotted in the Flying J parking lot the following day. They observed damage to the truck consistent with the damage viewed on the video footage. Wasson said they spoke with the driver, a 51-year-old man, who'd said he had been at the co-op at the time of the incident. He said he had misjudged his turn and struck the fuel pump. He also told them he had planned on returning to the co-op after he had fixed his tire. The 51-year-old man was cited for leaving the scene of a crash, and damages to the truck were over $1,000, as well as over $1,000 in damage to the fuel pump. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.